Log Talk Radio.
Everyone, God's morning. And welcome to Spend Time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand. I had a wonderful weekend. I pray that all has been well with you all over the world. And we have a new week, a new chance, a new day. Waking up 6 feet over, not under, alive with another chance. Amen. Well, Friday, we just did worship, just praise and worship. Sometimes it's good just to worship and allow the music to minister to your spirit, and to revise your spirit because, you know, just being around people or having conversations can be very draining. You ever go out somewhere and feel like people just zap your energy and you probably even say anything to them? Your energy, you have to make sure you keep it high vibe and protect your energy. You have to protect your energy. Excuse me. We've been talking about on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you. We were talking about our praying in our holy language, just like I was talking about the praise and worship. You know, it revives you, protects your energy. And praying in the Holy Spirit revives you too, because it's not you with your soulless prayers or your counter-minded prayers, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit knows what to pray for. Just needs a vessel. And we've already have went down the list on some of the scriptures, and now we're at Luke 10 and 21. That's Luke 10 and 21. So write it down. Also, the scriptures are on the webpage, the front page. You can write those down. Just marinate on them. Okay, that's Luke 10 and 21. Now, this is Jesus speaking in Luke 10, 21. And that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes even so. Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Just read that out loud to yourself. I'm giving you scriptures that is regards to, a reference to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit should be like your best friend, okay? Your your confidant, your the go-to person. And for people who don't really understand, you probably feel like, how do you go to a thing yourself? Well, don't you trust yourself? Don't the word God says he that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. Amen. The Holy Spirit is sweet, gentle, kind. It's a nice guidance. Like I was meditating this morning, and I was just laying in the bed, and I was listening to the meditation music because I'd rather listen to that instead of music with words. And I heard different frequencies. I heard water running. I heard a distance from the universe. My eyes and my ears, you know, I began to see and hear more intensified. You know, not with no anxiety, but it was like peace. It was like bringing me peace, but it was opening my eyes and my ears. And the Holy Spirit just, it's like it just awakened me. And then it gave me a revelation. You know, this earth is shifting. And you know the prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You have to be in alignment with God to have that on earth as it is in heaven. But with the shifting, if you don't have that foundation and that relationship with God, you know, this earth can move right underneath your feet and you could fall spiritually. Yes. We have to stay rooted and grounded. And the Holy Spirit is our keeper, our comforter. Learn more about the Holy Spirit. Even if you just pray 2-3 minutes in the Holy Spirit, just exercise it. The devil will say, oh, you sound so stupid. You ain't saying nothing but a bunch of jumble mumble. No, he get mad because he don't understand what you're saying. Amen. Like to keep families in prayer, please. Keep family in prayer. There is so much going on. I rarely speak with people over the phone, but it seemed like last week I had some conversations with people I haven't even spoken with in a while, and I could feel their energy. And we can't be prideful. If you need help, you need help. Shoot, I had to go down there to social services myself and get some help with a high light bill. And it was high. I'm like, Lord, am I ever going to get a break? And my pride got in the way. But I said, now, this is assistance available. And let's say if the bill is $300-$500, right? And it may take you 3-5 hours to get the paperwork to submit it to get approved. So that's like $100 an hour. You got to work for it. So don't think that it's a handout. Oh, you're going to have to work for it. You're going to have that information right, that paper right. It's going to take some time. You have to read to make sure you understand what you're signing. There's a lot of help out here. You just have to get up and go get it. Okay? Get up and go get it. And do what you have to do until you can do better for yourself and your family. And do what you have to do to keep you and your family safe. And I don't mean just do anything. Number one, stay in prayer, spend time with God. And he will definitely reveal things, reveal people, places, things to you that you need to go and you don't need to go, who you need to meet and who you don't need to be around. And you find these things out when you spend time with God. Amen. Well, I really enjoyed the time this morning. It just goes by so fast. I just want you to remember and acknowledge the Holy Spirit. It'll really, help you so much more than you just trying to do it on your own. People don't teach that and preach that anymore. And we need to go back to the basics. All this sow a seed, prosperity, people need answers, guidance, spiritual guidance. If you have any questions or prayer requests, please contact me at purposeclosure@gmail.com. That's purposeclosure@gmail.com. Appreciate all donations. Cash App is Cassandra Brand. And all thank you all in advance. Also, you can email me if you'd like to book a session of life coaching session. I am available for that as well. And until then, you have a very blessed and productive day. Ciao.